Good morning, and welcome to St. Patrick's Cathedral. Excuse me. Today is Saturday in the 13th week of Ordinary Time, and also the memorial of St. Anthony Zaccaria, priest. The celebrant of today's Mass is Father Salvo, the rector of St. Patrick's Cathedral, and the Mass will be offered for the repose of the soul of Julia Sheehan Gravel. Please stand.
Let us sing together the first verse of our entrance hymn, which can be found in your blue St. Michael's hymnals along the walls. Number 721, Praise to the Lord. Number 721.
Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Lord be with you. Dear sisters and brothers, as we begin these sacred mysteries, let us first call to mind our sins and ask our Lord to grant us his peace, his mercy, and his forgiveness. Lord Jesus, you came to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy. You came to call sinners to yourself. Christ, have mercy. You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us pray. Grant, Lord God, that we, your servants, may rejoice in unfailing health of mind and body, and through the glorious intercession of Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, may we be set free from present sorrow and come to enjoy eternal happiness. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
A reading from the book of Genesis. When Isaac was so old that his eyesight had failed him, he called his older son Esau and said to him, "Son." "Yes, father," he replied. Isaac then said, "As you can see, I am so old that I may now die at any time. Take your gear, therefore, your quiver and bow, and go out into the country to hunt some game for me. With your catch, prepare an appetizing dish for me, such as I like, and bring it to me to eat, so that I may give you my special blessing before I die." Rebekah had been listening while Isaac was speaking to his son Esau. So when Esau went out into the country to hunt some game for his father, Rebekah then took the best clothes of her older son Esau that she had in the house and gave them to her younger son Jacob to wear. And with the skins of the kids, she covered up his hands and the hairless parts of his neck. Then she handed her son Jacob the appetizing dish and the bread she had prepared. Bringing them to his father, Jacob said, "Father." "Yes," replied Isaac. "Which of my sons are you?" Jacob answered his father, "I am Esau, your firstborn. I did as you told me. Please sit up and eat some of my game so that you may give me your special blessing." But Isaac asked, "How did you succeed so quickly, son?" He answered, "The Lord your God let things turn out well with me." Isaac then said to Jacob, "Come closer, son, that I may feel you, to learn whether you really are my son Esau or not." So Jacob moved up closer to his father. When Isaac felt him, he said, "Although the voice is Jacob's, the hands are Esau's." He failed to identify him because his hands were hairy, like those of his brother Esau. So in the end, he gave him his blessing. Again, he asked Jacob, "Are you really my son Esau?" "Certainly," Jacob replied. Then Isaac said, "Serve me your game, son, that I may eat of it and then give you my blessing." Jacob served it to him, and Isaac ate. He brought him wine, and he drank. Finally, his father Isaac said to Jacob, "Come closer, son, and kiss me." As Jacob went up and kissed him, Isaac smelled the fragrance of his clothes. With that, he blessed him, saying, "Ah, the fragrance of my son is like the fragrance of a field that the Lord has blessed. May God give to you of the dew of the heavens and of the fertility of the earth abundance of grain and wine. Let people serve you and nations pay you homage. Be master of your brothers, and may your mother's sons bow down to you. Cursed be those who curse you, and blessed be those who bless you." The word of the Lord. The responsorial psalm, praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise you, servants of the Lord, who stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praise to his name, which we love. For the Lord has chosen Jacob for himself, Israel for his own possession. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. For I know that the Lord is great. Our Lord is greater than all gods. All that the Lord wills, he does, in heaven and on earth, in the seas and in all the deeps. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The disciples of John approached Jesus and said, "Why do we and the Pharisees fast much, but your disciples do not fast?" Jesus answered them, "Can the wedding guests mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast. No one patches an old cloak with a piece of unshrunken cloth, for its fullness pulls away from the cloak, and the tear gets worse. People do not put new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the skins burst, the wine spill out, and the skins are ruined. Rather, they pour new wine into fresh wineskins, and both are preserved." The Gospel of the Lord. Many exciting things, many exciting things happen here at St. Patrick's Cathedral throughout the year. But one of the most recurring, and almost like every week we have usually more than one, are the weddings that happen here at St. Patrick's Cathedral. They're all so beautiful and joyful, and they're each, even if we have many in a day, each and every one of them is unique, as the couple is unique, and it's such a celebration. And what happens is here in the cathedral that most of the cathedral is closed off for the wedding, but the cathedral is still open on the sides to the visitors. And then, of course, once the couple is married, on the way out, they come out through the main doors where everyone celebrates. And something that adds to the excitement is everyone's reaction to the marriage, not just the guests of the bride and the groom, but just all the visitors of the cathedral. Fifth Avenue, every time the bride and groom go outside, it comes to a halt. And you have even the taxi drivers that are passing by are taking pictures. There's hundreds of tourists taking pictures. And it's just a moment that everyone rejoices at and applauds and celebrates and cheers. And it's because, of course, and because we get excited about the love that is being celebrated and united in marriage. And we see the joy, we see the beauty of it, we see everything that God is planning for that couple, we see the love that they have for one another, their intimacy, and it's just a natural thing for us to celebrate with them. Even if we have no idea who they are, people in the street, we still celebrate for them because it's such a beautiful thing. So let us remember then that excitement, that joy, that love, that intimacy is what Jesus tells us over and over and over again that he wants to have with us, with our souls. And he is constantly describing himself as the bridegroom of the church, the bridegroom of our lives, that wants to bring us that love and that joy and that blessing into our lives. And we have to remember that everything that is good, everything that is true, everything that is beautiful comes from God himself. And when we have then our relationship with God and we get to know him and we are more and more intimate, it's good to remember that everything that we appreciate about everyone that we love, for example, God has given them, comes from God. Someone's sense of humor, someone's wisdom, someone's gift of service that are always helping others, someone's intelligence, all the best of everything comes always from God, and God is all that himself. And then, therefore, God wants us to have that intimate relationship with him that should be exciting, that should be celebrated, that should be something joyful. And never should our relationship with God then be something that is a burden, that is difficult, like a difficult boss or like a difficult teacher that we had in school. Therefore, we have to really get to know God in our prayer life, through the scriptures, we have to get to know Jesus and how exciting it is, because that excitement we should have even infinite times more each and every day with our union with God. And therefore, here, he is reminding us of something. He's telling us that no one puts an old cloak, a piece of new cloth, and then no one puts new wine into old wineskins, because they will burst. And what Jesus is trying to tell us there is that we have to be ready for him to make all things new in us. And one of the most important things that we have to be made new, many of us, and it's very common, is any bad ideology of who God is. So sometimes, for example, yes, God is our Heavenly Father that loves us infinitely, and he created us to love us always. But many people maybe did not have a good relationship with their parents and so on, and that might be a difficult way to see God, but it's not the only way to have a relationship with God. Many times we were told as kids that God is going to punish us, or we have a very infantile way of seeing him as a Santa Claus figure that will reward us when we're good and will bring us coal when we're naughty. And that is the God that we see. And that's not going to be sustainable, that relationship. Many times we think God is a very distant God that sees us all as just like waving from a balcony. But that's not God either. God is everything for our souls that our souls need, and he wants to have this intimate relationship with each and every one of us, as if we are the only person that he has to care for, because God, who creates the vastness of the universe in his majesty, can zoom out and can zoom in to each and every one of us as if we were the only person that exists. And that is the relationship that he wants, to bring us what we need, to love us the way that we need to be loved, to have a communication with us that is between us and him, that only perhaps we understand. He wants to develop a language of our soul in our prayer life. He wants to make his presence known in our lives. And of course, just by looking around, our blessings that he gives us each day is in itself such a gesture of love that he constantly gives us. And that is the relationship that Jesus is inviting us to have, the relationship of the bridegroom with the bride, that exciting relationship that we all celebrate. He wants us to celebrate each and every day in this life and for all of eternity. God bless you. And now let us ask our Heavenly Father to help us with all of our needs. Let us pray for church leaders. May the Holy Spirit continue to animate them with zeal for the gospel. Let us pray to the Lord. For a greater respect for life throughout the world, from conception through natural death, let us pray to the Lord. For families in crisis, may God sustain them through times of turmoil and bring them healing and peace. Let us pray to the Lord. For our faith community, may Christ continue to shepherd us on the path of holiness and virtue. Let us pray to the Lord. And for the souls of the faithful departed, especially for Julia, may God in his mercy receive them with joy into his heavenly kingdom. Let us pray to the Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love and for sending us Jesus to bring us that love. We ask you to always help us to want to have that love relationship each and every day, and to help us with all of our needs, which we present in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Pray, brothers and sisters, that this my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, our Almighty Father. Receive, O Lord, we ask, the prayers of your people with the sacrificial offerings that through the intercession of Blessed Mary, the mother of your Son, no petition may go unanswered, no request be made in vain, through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. And with your spirit. Lift up your hearts. And lift them up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, to praise your mighty deeds in the exaltation of all the saints, and especially as we celebrate the memory of the Blessed Virgin Mary, to proclaim your kindness as we echo her thankful hymn of praise. For truly, even to earth's ends, you have done great things and extended your abundant mercy from age to age. When you looked on the lowliness of your handmaid, You gave us through her the author of our salvation, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Through him, the host of angels adores your majesty and rejoices in your presence forever. May our voices, we pray, join with theirs in one chorus of exultant praise as we acclaim. Fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Leo, our Pope, and Timothy, our bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, Saint Patrick, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope in the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. And with your spirit. Let us offer each other the sign of peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Our communion hymn is number 528, Gift of Finest Wheat, number 528.
Thank you.
Let us pray. As we receive this heavenly sacrament, we beseech, O Lord, your mercy, that we who rejoice in commemorating the Blessed Virgin Mary may, by imitating her, serve worthily the mystery of our redemption, through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Mass has ended. Let us go in peace. And let us ask our Blessed Mother that she may always help us to have a beautiful and every day closer and intimate relationship with our Lord. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And have a beautiful day, everyone.
We go forward singing number 641, Now Thank We All Our God, number 641.